All right, here is the 30th episode of The Great Secret of Iranians. This time, we want to ask the rabbis, has the time not come for you to say why? Has the time not come to say why you call yourselves the children of Israel, even though you have Moses? Has the time not come to say why you really killed Jesus? Has the time not come for you to explain why you had bought houses and property in that barren, waterless desert where they say 50,000 of you were beheaded in one night? I mean, what sane person goes and buys a house in the middle of a desert called Arabia where not even a snake can live? Unless you knew a secret that the people of Sufism know and the general public does not and is supposed to learn in this program. Has the time not come to admit what a fictional story this Abraham you've created is? Who really built the Kaaba? Welcome to 30, welcome to Restart, welcome. Another point that our dear listeners must know is that you should watch this Thursday's program about the filthiest television and radio network, I mean the BBC, and understand why we love America and why, unfortunately, they are making you Iranians hate America. Our real friend is either America or it is England and Russia and the others. What hands are behind this issue to prevent you, the dear listeners and the people of Iran, from knowing and understanding that America is your only ally and friend? This very Thursday, Shaskul Plus, the most BBC-ish or the most dishonorable, will be presented to you. Okay, very simply and relaxed, let's go to our program for today. I won't say anything. I want to go to a verse from the Muslims' Holy Quran and reveal the secret to you, a secret that you Iranians are not supposed to understand. A secret that the world does not know except for a few rabbis and a few priests and a few, when I say a few, I mean less than 10, a few of the Sunni and Shia clergy, and why the Zoroastrian priests joined hands with the Sunni and Shia mullahs, joined hands with the Jews, and joined hands with the Christians so that you Iranians would not understand this secret. The great secret in one sentence is this: Zoroaster built Mecca, not Abraham. And Abraham is a fictional story. The Kaaba was built by Zoroaster, and in the Quran, Abraham is Zoroaster. Under the name of Abraham is Zoroaster. The whole subject changes. So why did the Jews kill Jesus? Because Jesus was Iranian. This is why Christians don't know where Jesus came from. They only talk about Jesus from the age of 27, but they forgot why a launderer, a great man, comes from Iran. If Zoroaster built the house of God, then it can be concluded that Isaac and Ishmael are Iranians, and no religion exists in the world except the Iranian religion. With the exception of 4 or 5 prophets, all the prophets were from Iran, esteemed listener, not from the Middle East. 7 billion people follow your religion, and you yourself are still unaware. This is the great secret that the Jewish rabbis have hidden for several thousand years. This is the secret that the Sunni mullahs in Arabia do not want to reveal, because they want to say that the religion of Muhammad is our religion. They don't want to say that we, the people of the world, are all practicing the religion of the Iranians. The great secret lies in this. Zoroaster's father's name is Iranian. It is Azar. If you look at verse 74 of Surah Al-An'am and then open your Quran books, you will understand that the hands of the extremist Jewish rabbis and the hands of the filthiest mullahs are all in the same pot. In verse 74 of Surah Al-An'am, it is declared that Abraham's father, meaning Azar, is Abraham's father who is an idol worshipper, but all the mullahs have opened a parenthesis and said this is Abraham's uncle, not his father, and the reason lies in a secret that the Jews know, which is that if Abraham's father is Azar, they can no longer say that Terah is the father, and their genealogical structure falls apart, meaning their family tree goes dangling in the air, esteemed listener. But it's interesting that in the Holy Quran of these very Muslims, God tells Abraham about your father. And the translation in all Qurans is, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ أَزَر, meaning, and when Abraham said to his father, Azar, do you take idols? For an idiot like me, what's interesting is that God then rebukes him. Who leaked this secret that Zoroaster built the house of God and that Jesus is Iranian? To begin with, the madmen, the lunatics who lived in the 7th century of the Islamic calendar, meaning Shams Tabrizi, Rumi, Saadi, Attar of Nishapur. They all ruined all the money that has been spent over these few thousand years to say that there is an Abraham who is the father of religions. And this fabricated Abraham of the Jewish rabbis is later made to pulsate by the Christian venerables 249 years before Islam. the Zoroastrian priests should please say, although none of these Zoroastrian priests are Zoroastrian, because the religion of Zoroaster has nothing to do with Zoroastrians, just as the religion of Muhammad has nothing to do with Muslims, the religion of Jesus with Christians, and the religion of Moses with Jews. These have all been written by governments. The Zoroastrian priests must be asked, was the Avesta written after Shapur? And consequently, they will say, yes. On what date did Alexander's invasion of Iran and the taking of the original Avesta, or as you say, its burning, take place? The Zoroastrian priests must answer, when did they write the Gathas? Was it during the Sasanian era? Should the Sasanians be divided into two parts? The Sasanians before Hormizd, meaning King Hormizd, and the Sasanians after Hormizd. After Hormizd, was a new religion written by their great priest? Is there still a statue of another prophet behind Shapur? Are its traces on the ancient monuments or not? There is an image behind Shapur that they erased during the Sasanian period and carved the image of a Shaskul priest in its place. These are ancient artifacts, dear listener. We have two Kaabas, not one. This is also something you don't know. The Iranians built a Kaaba in Arabia, and for 1400 years they have been living off the money of Iranians and distorting the religion of Iranians and arranging the religion of Iranians and broadcasting it to the outside. But the other Kaaba can be found in Naqsh-e-Rustam, called the Kaaba of Zoroaster, or the same Kaaba of Abraham, the Kaaba where Shapur had his place of worship. Later, it's interesting to note that Ferdowsi directly refers to this and says, two porticos, two palaces, two courts were built. And it is interesting to know that the Kaaba of Zoroaster in Iran and the Kaaba that is in Arabia were both 14 meters and both were close to each other and similar. And they are the only places of worship in the world built in the shape of a cubic square. The rest are all domed and long and spiky and such. What secrets are hidden in Naqsh-e-Rustam? Why don't they say where the manuscript in the Lut Desert is now, and what secret is seen in the Lut Desert? Where did Noah's Ark land? And thousands upon thousands of other questions. For you to understand this subject, you have to throw history completely in the trash. The motives and the cover-up. Now, why do they profit? Let me tell you so you understand. Firstly, Arabia loves to say that this religion is the religion of the Arabs. It's mine. It's very important for them because it's making billions of dollars. And if the people of the world knew that all Christians follow the Iranian religion, Jews follow the Iranian religion, Muslims follow the Iranian religion, that all 7 billion are basically of the Iranian religion, everything would change. Why don't the Jewish rabbis tell you this truth? Because it would be revealed why they killed Jesus, and it would be revealed that there was no religion on that side at all, meaning the religion belongs to the Iranians. Well, nobody wants such a thing to happen, and Iran's tourism market in the future will blow up the world. Why? Because then we would have to ask, where is this tomb of Abraham, meaning the tomb of Zoroaster? Then we would have to see, was Noah's Ark built in Lut, in the Lut Desert? Does the tribe of Lot have anything to do with the Lut Desert? Zoroaster, who is a kid from Khuzestan, his wife's name is Iranian, his dad's name is Azar. Why did they attach the story of Zoroaster to Abraham? This is the question. In no writing, in the books, in the historical artifacts, and in the history books, does a character by the name of Abraham exist, esteemed listener? They don't even know when Abraham was born. But this same story of being thrown into the fire and the catapult, the subject of fire for which you say Zoroaster is a fire worshipper, what about it? I mean, what is the birth date of Zoroaster? 3,500 to 4,000 years ago. And the whole subject changes completely. Well, if Noah's Ark landed in Iran, if the father of religions is Iranian, if the people of the world are Iranian, if Noah is Iranian, then you understand why the English and Russians don't budge from your side, and why the moment England attacked Iran from the south and Russia from the north, America announced to them, "We'll pull your pants over your heads, evacuate Iran immediately." Very great friends who have always shown us kindness in these 200 years, but we didn't understand and we betrayed them. the matter of which will be settled on Thursday. That's why this puzzle answers your questions like, why was there Hajj before the coming of the religion of Islam? Why were there so many people around that Kaaba? Why did so many Jews go there and buy land so their houses would become expensive later? I mean, what idiot leaves the Mediterranean coast, the beautiful girls of Italy and Rome, and goes to buy land in the middle of a desert? Was there oil back then? Then a very deep question arises here. Why do Zoroastrians still pray five times a day, just as Muslims pray five times a day? Where does the Hajj come from? These are questions you didn't know. You didn't know that Muhammad ibn Abdullah was born there after Abdullah and Amina's trip to Arabia. I mean, the seed was planted in another country. And who is the Kaaba? Do you not know what Kaaba means? 10 times the house of God that we are talking about right now, which Zoroaster built. And they even say in the religions that Zoroaster didn't build the house of God, they say Adam first built it, then Zoroaster, and then the Kaaba. These are very deep questions. Well, it's very bad then. Everything is from Iran. It's interesting. There isn't even a religion besides Iran's. And what's interesting here is that the Jews, hand in hand with the Zoroastrian priests, and 1400 years ago, hand in hand and in bed with the mullahs, made these three historical parameters get lost. Number one, if you want to understand the subject, you must understand Attar, Ferdowsi, Daqiqi, and Rumi. I'll pass over this briefly. Rumi says, Attar traveled the 7 cities of love while we are still in the bend of a single alley. What Rumi means by this verse is that the esteemed listener should know that religion came from Iran because the word religion itself is from Iran. La akrah fi yad-deen. There is no compulsion in religion. Its la is Arabic, its akra is Arabic, its fi is Arabic. The Arabs don't even have the word deen. Rumi is pointing out here who understood the 7 cities of love, meaning the 7 stages of Zoroaster's spiritual journey. Attar. Rumi is indicating, esteemed listener, go see what Attar says. Attar speaks of the 7 cities of love, the 7 spiritual journeys of Zoroaster. And later this story of Zoroaster was stuffed into a word called Abraham, because Abraham means Abraham, Abraham, or Braham, meaning merciful father in Persian. Before Zoroaster, he says, Attar has traversed the 7 cities of love, meaning Attar is the only one who could understand the stages of Zoroaster's mystical movement. Attar was the soul and Sanai, his 2 eyes. We came in the wake of Sanai and Attar. The second secret in these sentences is just this. Behind these 2 names, later Rumi also brings, O my Plato, O my Pythagoras, my Galen. The strange point here is that Aristotle writes in his book, because after they kill Socrates, he wants to tell a secret in his book that still exists, and you Iranians don't know it. Just like this dear one who was a world-renowned professor, and you just found out about him on this radio. Aristotle writes in his book, Do you know why Socrates was killed? They say, no. He says, because Plato wrote all his books from Zoroaster. At the beginning of the program, I told you what the religion of Plato and Socrates was. They were Zoroastrians, esteemed listener, and adhered to the religion of Zoroaster. And throughout history, the perspective of Zoroaster has changed. So first, we must see what Ferdowsi, Daqiqi, Attar, Hafez, and the mystics say. That's why in the Holy Quran of the Muslims, Zoroaster's name is not mentioned, because it has been mentioned 1,000 times, meaning it's Abraham. It's also interesting for you to know that their stories are very similar. What does that mean? It means Zoroaster clashes with his father is an idol worshipper, they throw Zoroaster into the fire, Zoroaster has reached a very great level through the perfect man. Who is the perfect man? It is someone else. Then he falls into the fire becomes a rose garden. That's why you thought they were fire worshippers. They are not fire worshippers. One of the mystical stages of fire at that time was that whoever spoke the truth in that era and they thought was a truthful and righteous person, they would say, go into the fire and let's see if you come out unharmed. This came from Zoroaster, because Zoroaster came out of the fire unharmed. Now, whatever story you have about Abraham, if you replace him with Zoroaster, everything in history is solved. Why? Because history is trying to say that there was no father of religions, meaning Abraham. They are right, because there was no Abraham at all, and the case of Zoroaster was clear. This was number 1, the lost prophet and the grand conspiracy number 2. Three times the world has followed the religion of the Iranians. The name of a prophet has been lost in the history of Iran, meaning the Zoroastrian priest. For you to know, this is a very important point. Why side with the Arabs? Now you will understand why the Arabs attacked us, burned our library. No, you don't know. They weren't supposed to burn the library. They burned it so that you wouldn't understand that this religion that is now in Arabia belongs to the Iranians. They messed up all your data so you wouldn't understand the subject at all. I mean, the fire was for this reason. Alexander's attack was for this reason. Now, these are very important. The second point you should know is that a prophet has been lost in the middle of all this, meaning the Zoroastrian priests. It's very interesting. A prophet came. All Christians have a problem with him. All Jews have a problem with him. All Zoroastrian priests have a problem with him. All of China now has a problem with him. Many Hindus have a problem with him. Arabia has a problem with him. Why do they want to erase such a prophet from history? What was the name of that prophet? Money. So for you to understand this whole subject, this periodic table of religion, you must know that there was a man named Mani. Okay, we asked the whole world, when Mani appeared, how many countries converted to the religion of Mani? And when archaeologists and historians are asked, they say from the beginning of China to the end of Europe became Manichaean, meaning all of Europe Manichaean, all of Iran Manichaean, all of India Manichaean, Tajikistan Manichaean, most of Africa Manichaean, everyone Manichaean, meaning the world became Manis. And for you to realize, go to Andalusia, to Spain, and see a temple there now that is Christian, meaning it's a church. Before that, it was captured by the Ottomans. What did it become there? A mosque. What was it before that? A church. What was it before the church? They say it was a monastery. They called it a deir, meaning it was a Zoroastrian temple. It doesn't even matter now. The religion of Zoroaster, the books you have are all distorted and all of it is nonsense and they have no religion. So even if you find the original Avesta, it's of no use to you. Suppose the original Quran is found, it's useless. Suppose the original Bible is found, it's of no use to you. Do you know why? Because Rumi and Attar and Hafez say, all of them say, thus in every age a saint is standing. The test is everlasting until the resurrection. It means what's important now is who the perfect man is. You have to listen to the words of today, not the past. It's of no use to us. But throughout history, so this also must, I mean, we must ask and see who this Mr. Mani was that everyone wants to forcefully erase. And the third point, which is the great secret. Who is Cyrus and what is Cyrus's religion, which in the future, meaning in a future program, will be presented to you. The periodic table will be completely open for you. By removing Abraham and putting Zoroaster, you realize that the father of religions is Zoroaster. Ishmael is an Iranian Zoroastrian. Isaac is Iranian. And the reason for killing Christ was that he was Iranian. And if you pay close attention, many others were killed throughout history because they were Iranian. And no religion exists in the world except the Iranian religion. And what is this? Let me very briefly, Attar has finished the job. Meaning, if I were to go to Ferdowsi to explain, that's one discussion, but let me explain this about Attar, and then we'll go to Ferdowsi. Attar has basically passed through the seven mystical cities. Its stages are the same as Zoroaster's stages, and he makes a direct reference. You see, Zoroaster had mystical stages that I told you about in the previous program, one of which was law, the path, and truth, and good thoughts, good words, good deeds, six of them, the seventh became Gnosis. Mr. Attar has traveled this path and has explained beautifully that, sir, our religion is that one. Let me first recite a poem from Attar for you to enjoy. He says, I am that ancient Gebre who built the idol house, Divan of Attar, Ode 494. He says, I am that ancient Gebre who built the idol house. I went to the roof of the idol house and made a call to this world. I proclaimed the summons of infidelity to you, O Muslims, for I have once again polished those old idols. He says, this house that you see, that you Muslims are even afraid to go near, it was we who polished that place, meaning we rebuilt it, we handed it back to you, you even changed our religion, and now you've become Muslims for yourselves, opened up shop, meaning you've cast aside the Muslim and are making deep moves for yourselves, and you've taken our religion and put a copy under it, signature to love under it, signature, and released it. I proclaim the summons of infidelity. Atta says, if you see me shouting that I am an infidel to you Muslims, it's because that was the idol house that you were destroying. You struck it down, you ruined it. I came and polished those old idols again. I fixed it again. From that mother I was born, I became her partner once more. For that reason, they call me a Guebre, for I committed incest with my mother. There's a big message in this. Now, four Shia schools are sitting overseas saying that, yeah, Attar and Ferdowsi and Sadi and these guys insulted the Guebre. I insult them too. The Zoroastrian priests are the most Shia school of all. In any religion, the greater the distance, the more idiotic they are, because you think it's newer. For 1400 years, these mullahs have screwed us over. These guys for 4000 years have screwed us over. Those Christians for 2000 years have screwed us over. The Jews for 2500 years. In religion, the further back you go, a rabbi is definitely more idiotic than a priest. You get what I'm saying? We also give our backs. It was these current Zoroastrian priests who prevented this secret from being revealed to you. Why wasn't it revealed? Because I have to explain the Parthian era. They completely erased the Parthians. Meaning when the Sasanians came, they smashed and destroyed, they eliminated all the books, all the history of the Parthians. Why is there not much mention of the Parthians? Why don't we have records of them? Every dishonorable person came and crushed our history. They joined hands with Russia and England to partition Iran, to finish Iran's business, and not to forget Arabia. Yes, they have no answer. We don't have Guebre. Guebre means Zoroaster. If you mean Zoroaster, whom both Ferdowsi. Attar explains his stages of spiritual journey, stages copied from Zoroaster. Dude, if you mean Zoroaster, the beautiful Iranian Zoroaster, a kid from Khuzestan, we are all his servants. If you mean these priests, then we'll curse their mothers and sisters too. It makes no difference to us. If I wanted to get rich, I would have to curse all the names. Let everyone miss the point. It doesn't matter. Restart is the most dangerous program in Iran's history. It has come to make mouths go viz at a stream of people. For that reason they call me Jesus, that I this mother's milk, made into food once again. Here too he says it beautifully. He says that this monastery means belonging to Zoroaster. He puts Jesus inside it so you know he is Iranian. He explains it beautifully. If they burn the wretched Attar in this Gebreism, he says now that I have faith in Zoroaster, my religion is Zoroastrianism. It was the Zoroastrian religion that built the Kaaba. You distorted it, you circle around it, you just keep circling. He says, if they burn the wretched Attar in this Guebreism, in this love for Zoroaster, be my witness, O men, that I have annihilated myself, people, men. Attar says, sir, my religion is this religion. You exported our religion. Now, why does he say this? For the Sunnis of that time. Don't make a difference. Don't do Sunni Shia. Don't think I'm blowing hot air about everyone. The Sunnis of that time attacked and took Iran, the Arabs. The real religion where Mr. Zoroaster built the house of God. They took it, and the religion that Muhammad explained that, sir, our religion is from the religion of Zoroaster. One of the reasons they say Muhammad was unlettered, do you know why they say he was unlettered? Because he didn't know Arabic, he spoke Farsi. Well, he was talking to Muslims, he couldn't write Arabic. Well, what Arabic do I know? I can't write English now, nor Japanese, nor Chinese. What does it mean he was unlettered? Listen, he says, I submit to you that you took this religion, you turned it into Islam, meaning you rewrote it. Zoroaster said other things during the Abbasid Sasanian eras. Remember that Shapur is a great man. Esteemed listener, Ardashir Babakan are great men. They explain these great issues when we read history. Because in Restart, we have to correct history so that you, for example, know where the periodic table of religions is. After Shapur, meaning Hormizd and his successors, they came with a Zoroastrian priest and sat down and wrote the Avesta again, and the Islamic Republic of Zoroastrianism began. They did the same thing that Arabia has done now. Now you understand why I told you in the program that the Quran means our Muhammad himself didn't have a book program of the Quran. Why did they write this Quran? It was for this reason that 1,700 years 1,800 years later, the Zoroastrians wrote, changed, wrote. Why did they write the Quran? Because 250 years later, they came and wrote the Bible. Beautiful. Why did they write the Bible? Because 470 years after that, they wrote the book of Moses. These books were written afterward. No prophet had a book. All the books were written later. All of them were also Iranian. It's interesting. Right now, 7 billion during the time of Mani, all the people of the world were of the Manichaean religion. Before that, they were all of the religion of Zoroaster. Now, everyone follows the religion of Mani and Zoroaster. It's a mixture of Mani and Zoroaster. It's shocking. Okay, now what do I want to do? Now I have to partition Iran. There's money in it. If people ever figure out the subject, everything changes, everything gets turned upside down. Well, many people would like to see where Noah's Ark is. Go and see it. Many people would like to see where the tomb of Abraham is, meaning Zoroaster. Yes, you said it in Arabic, in the language that now says Ibrahim, Abraham Lincoln, meaning Abraham, Ibrahim, that's it, Zoroaster. Well, we went through these seven valleys. We explained Attar here too. The respected Mr. Ferdowsi also has a verse in the Shahnameh about Goshtasp. When some years had passed over this, a tree appeared upon the earth in the palace of Goshtasp towards the castle. A dense tree it was with many branches. All its leaves were advice and its fruit wisdom. He who nurtures wisdom, when does he die? He says the tree of knowledge and wisdom came into being there, of auspicious footsteps, and his name was Zardosht, who killed the evil-doing Ahriman. He says Ahriman. Ahriman means the devil. Iblis. He says he killed this Iblis. To the Kayanian king he said, I am a prophet. I bring you wisdom as a guide. And what is interesting is that when Mani the prophet also comes and speaks, I want to read this next week. Mani the prophet also comes and speaks. He says one after another, Christ was from our side, Buddha was from our side, Zoroaster was. Meaning by our side, he means from Sufism and mysticism. But he doesn't mention the name of Abraham. There was no Abraham to be named. Anyway, next week I will read this Shahnameh of Goshtasp, this great one for you. And I submit to you that I should tell the story of Nimrod and Abraham once, and then next week, the story of Nimrod and the true Abraham. There's a story that Attar, Rumi, Saadi, and Hafez have all authenticated, along with Ferdowsi and Daqiqi. Because the Shahnameh doesn't belong to Ferdowsi, esteemed listener. Ferdowsi put in the effort, but the Shahnameh is not Ferdowsi's. Meaning the beginning of the Shahnameh was 1,000 verses that Daqiqi gave to Ferdowsi, and Ferdowsi has a dream when he finds his way to Sufism. He himself was a very powerful poet, a great poet. Shahnameh means Khodainameh, meaning the stories of God. God is revealing everything up to the present. There, he incorporates these 1,000 verses of Daqiqi into the Shahnameh without adding or subtracting a single line. Look at the respect. The dream he has is by the command of the perfect man of that era, and I submit to you that he releases the Shahnameh, and this Shahnameh saves us. That's why when they say Ferdowsi didn't get paid, he didn't take the money. No, Ferdowsi was offered money 200 times, but he didn't take it, meaning by then he had entered Sufism. His station was not at a level that could be bought with money. They couldn't buy Sheikh Karakani either. And I submit to you that we should know there is a story that says that Azrael, God turned to Azrael. The story begins here. He turned to Azrael and said, Has it ever happened, Azrael? He said, Yes, my Lord. He said, You take the souls of all these people. Have you ever been sad? He said, I'm ashamed to say, my Lord, because I, praise be to God, take all their souls quickly and swiftly. But yes, it happened once. He said, Tapa, tell me, when was it? He said, One day a ship, people were gathered in it. They were going from this shore to that shore when a storm hit. You commanded me to go and take everyone's soul. A plank had fallen on the water, and on it was a woman with a bald baby, maybe 1 month old, and her breast. She had fallen on that plank. She had survived. It was a plank. She put her breast in the baby's mouth. The baby was nursing. Only these two survived. He said, Okay, then what? You commanded me to go and take the mother's soul. I felt very sorry there. All these people died, and then this baby is nursing, the mother's breast in its mouth, drinking milk. When you said to go take the mother's soul, I got a little sad. He said, Do you know what became of that child's future? He said, No, my lord. He said, You see this Nimrod, he's a king. That's the same child. They say that the piece of wood brought Nimrod to the shore, and I submit to you that a leopard nursed Nimrod. Some say the word Nimrod means leopard eaten, meaning has drunk a leopard's milk, meaning it gave him milk, so this Nimrod becomes an important king, and then Abraham comes there, and the story of Abraham, I mean Zoroaster, from today we say Zoroaster, know that the story of Zoroaster is also a very strange story. It's even similar to that same story, meaning if you want to read the memoirs of Zoroaster from the Avesta now, the things I'm saying are in it, there's no difference. This very Quran that these friends talk about, it's the same thing, only a name has been changed. Whatever you know about Abraham's youth, they say Zoroaster was a very intelligent and wise person, meaning he was a person of wisdom and knowledge and such. Some say he came from Khorasan, meaning he came there to, I submit to you, Khuzestan. And some say no, he was right here. Later I want to present evidence. There are places that are famous for Zoroaster that if I say their names, you will understand that they are called the Inn of Abraham. Sarai-e-Ibrahim means the land of Zoroaster. From childhood, Zoroaster was a wise and knowledgeable person. And Zoroaster himself says, what I'm saying now, I'm talking about Zoroaster, esteemed listener, because you've heard Abraham. You might get confused yourself, but your note is correct. It's similar because the two characters are one person. Zoroaster says that on the first day I thought that these stars, I want to become a star worshipper. Then I became a moon worshipper. It was supposed to be like that. What religion? I want to find them all, meaning his brain was constantly churning, sir. There must be something now. What should we do? What shouldn't we do? What should we do? One night he says, this is my God, that is my God, let's factor these out. A time comes when his wisdom has been stirred. He is now after this issue. His story goes like this. He turns to his father and says, these idols that you place in this temple, these idols are not real and do not help you at all. And they don't listen, because he was a smart person anyway. One Sizda Bedar night, this is also a sign for you to know. Look in the story of Abraham in the Quran. It says that one day everyone left. We don't have any religion where everyone leaves the city except for Zoroastrians, meaning Sizda Bedar. We don't have any day besides Sizda Bedar in the history of religions where everyone has gone out. My listener, no, I'm giving codes here. Meaning in the Holy Quran of the Muslims, they say that Abraham said, I am sick, I am not coming out. You who are going, there was a celebration, go. Everyone left, meaning they went for Sizda Bedar, on the day of Sizda Bedar. This itself is a very important point for you to know, that Sizda Bedar is not for Zoroaster, it's from before Zoroaster. It's a very important point to know that I want to explain later. They go for Sizda Bedar. Zoroaster says, I'm sick. He wants to, at night he gets up, after they leave, he gets up and goes to the temple, breaks all the idols, puts the axe on the neck of the big idol. They return. When everyone comes back, they freak out. They say, sir, what happened? They say, this Zoroaster, this boy is here, he is very knowledgeable and very literate and all, he used to curse these idols a lot. They order him to be brought so we can gather the people to... They bring Abraham, they bring Zoroaster. Zoroaster says, you muscleheads! First of all, I didn't do this. How stupid are you? The instrument of the crime is on the neck of the big idol, that big guy there. Let's say his name is Shangul. The instrument, this axe, is on Shangul's neck. You're saying I broke these things, you should arrest that one, ask that one. The judge says, sir, that one doesn't answer. No way, you not sure, he is a God man, he has a connection with God, he's with God every night, like the Jamkaran. Well, you idiot, this is a church, this is a synagogue, you'll tear your hair out, he says it can't not answer. You apply pressure, Jesus will come down from the cross and answer. They say, no, sir, he won't come down from there, and they don't listen. He says, sir, you should ask that one. I didn't do anything, but I was passing by, I was feeling sick, I was ill, I was passing by, I saw there was a noise, I looked. This one was hitting these idols, saying, you dishonorable ones, we are eating my food and yours, we are taking my money and yours, only I should exist. In short now, Afakayande Publications, we will open it up a bit more if we can, but the important point is that in this story, he turns the judges of that time upside down. Of course, the judges of that time were not like the filthy Sharudi of today and like these Shaskuls. Some of them really believed, meaning they were good people. The judges get turned upside down and then they order him to be thrown into the fire, which we will explain the story of next week. Yes, no religion, dear listener, exists. If the whole world is in turmoil right now, it is because of you Iranians, and religion came out of you. Jesus is Iranian, Moses is Iranian, Abraham is Iranian. Don't tell anyone, Noah's Ark was in Iran. None of the histories want to say it. We will release the documents for it too. For now, for you to understand, search for Naqsh-e-Rustam and then see there is a place called Kaaba of Zoroaster. For example, in Naqsh-e-Rustam, the name is also there, Kaaba of Zoroaster. Search for it on the internet, it will come up. The Kaaba of Zoroaster is similar to this Kaaba, 14 meters on this side. Dude, shame on you, dear Arabians, who take our religion and eat from it, and you eat well, bon appetit, and then you strut and boast to us. Farewell until next week. Farewell.